Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the Plus D&O Symposium in New York City. Joining us now is David Blades. He's the Associate Director of Industry Research and Analytics at AM Best Rating Services. David, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Great to see you, Lori.
David, over the past several years, the D&O liability market segment has been characterized by abrupt market changes. Pricing conditions improved dramatically in 2022 and 2023. How do you view the recent changes, and what do they portend for 2024 and over the near term?
Okay. Well, I look at what's happening in the marketplace, and like you said, abrupt change. There was a long period, prolonged period, 10, 15 years, where rates just were inadequate for the exposures that D&O underwriters are taking on, but the competition in that marketplace really kind of held down rates and held down pricing just because of how much capital was still going after those D&O risks. It got to a point after 2018, 2019, where companies really started to look at their portfolios, looked at the underwriting, and looked at their pricing, and those decisions manifested, and it turned slowly, but really, like you said, in 2020 and 2021, we really saw an abrupt change, abrupt increases, sizable increases, 20, 30, 40% in some cases for the accounts that actually had losses. And so the insureds were dealing with that, and the brokers were dealing with that kind of a marketplace. What we've seen over the second half of 2022, all of 2023, and now into the first quarter of this year was that rates initially started moving down and then drastically kind of started moving downward. So we saw a definitive softening in the marketplace. And, you know, from our perspective, we understand that a lot of companies, you know, especially those insureds who were loss free and who had to deal with some rate increases that they might not have thought were warranted, we can understand why things flattened out and why things got more favorable for them. But in terms of, you know, the world we live in now, you know, how much more interconnected we are, technology risks and things that directors and officers are facing, there's still a need for the pricing to truly represent what the risk exposure is and for D&O underwriters to really kind of drill down on that. And so from our perspective, the way AM Best views it, you know, we almost think there might be or might have been a too much too soon a sort of, you know, thing as far as the change in the rates and pricing was concerned. And especially when we're still seeing accident years 2018 and 2019, 2020, still seeing them develop from a loss perspective to see whether the premium that was gathered at that time or was collected at that time was truly enough, as you see, you know, the development on losses from those years, especially when you consider, you know, from a pandemic perspective, we had court closures and things. So there's still cases from earlier accident years that are still working their way through. So our perspective is, again, we recognize that there have been abrupt change and there's been some volatility in the market, and we still have some question and a little bit of unease in terms of where we are now in terms of rate adequacy and how that's going to portend for the future. I think right now we'll still probably see a relatively soft market for D&O liability in 2024, but I do think there are enough red flags up that insurers are really kind of looking at their portfolios. You know, they understand the underwriting changes and the pricing changes that they have made, but they're really, I think, kind of drilling down and looking to see if there are signs that they might need to pump the brakes a little bit on the softening of the you know, rate increases or rate decreases in this case, and maybe, you know, kind of take a pause and take another tack in terms of how they're looking at their risk. But for 2024, we definitely still think we'll see a relatively soft marketplace for D&O liability.
How has the D&O liability market's growth and underwriting profitability been trending?
So from a growth perspective, because of what we've seen from a rate perspective, I think that's actually held premiums that I think we are projecting. And again, we're still aggregating year-end 2023 data, but I think we're projecting a premium about the $12 billion mark, and that'll probably be $1.5 billion, close to $2 billion, lower than what we saw in 2022. But again, a lot of that has to do with the, in some cases, significant rate decreases that a lot of the accounts were getting. Also, I think there was also a demand issue or a lesser demand issue. The last few years, we've seen less IPOs, and a lot of that, again, has to do with what we've seen from a macroeconomic standpoint, rate increases and some of the impact that's had on IPOs. There's also been the trend of less securities class action suits. So again, And that's part and parcel with what we've seen, again, in the IPO market, but a lesser security class action suits, and then fewer IPOs and fewer of those IPOs being formed through special purpose acquisition company, the SPACs, that it really in 2018 and 19 really elevated in terms of the number of those types of vehicles fostering the IPO marketplace. So we'd seen much more D&O premium and much more risk involved with those types of exposure. So I think, the premium, we definitely expect that to be down. Like I said, based on what we think from a rate perspective, we'll probably see the premium level probably be moderate. Even if there's a little growth this year, it will probably be moderate. You know, maybe there'll be more IPOs. If we see that market pick up, there might be more premium to be had for some of the insurers of D&O. From a loss ratio standpoint, we have seen from a direct basis, incurred loss ratio coming down. But like I said, part of that, I think, is because of some of the exposures that haven't really been prevalent in the marketplace. And I think it remains to be seen from an accident year perspective how losses develop over the next couple of years, what we see in the 2023 numbers to really dictate kind of where the market might go 2024 and beyond.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Have there been any interesting observations that have caught your attention so far during the symposium?
Well, I think definitely there's a lot of talk about just what everybody thinks about the marketplace and whether everybody thinks we are at an inflection point. The words inflection point were mentioned 3 or 4 times in the morning sessions in terms of whether the rate increase and pricing decrease, that the market has had over the last couple of years are really at a point now where the market may need to stop, kind of look at itself, look at the exposure, see as things continue, as cases continue to work their way through the court system, and see whether the insurers and their underwriters truly think they're getting right pricing for their risks, and whether that's going to dictate any kind of a change in strategy from a pricing perspective. I think from an underwriting perspective, I think one of the things that's different, and this was also brought up in the morning sessions, is that I think the limits that D&O insurers have put out and are putting out in their programs now have changed a lot. The limits profiles dramatically changed. A lot of the insurers are putting out lower limits than they had before. Retentions have gone up for the insurers, and there are more insurers on D&O towers. So I think from a limits perspective, I think that's also had a factor in some of the pricing changes, because again, if you're putting out lower limits, obviously you're going to get lower premiums. So to some extent, some of the lower premiums are warranted because of the change in the underwriting that some of these companies do. But I do think, the talk about that in terms of how limits profile and underwriting strategies have changed the marketplace, and how in those ways the market may be in a little bit better position to deal with, maybe a little less on the rate adequacy side. I think that's, that was very interesting. Like I said, the point that a lot of the D&O insurers and brokers are talking about maybe reaching an inflection point at some point in 2024, I think that's also interesting. And again, a lot of the uncertainty in the marketplace is one of the reasons, one of the things that AM Best has looked at and that we've talked about in the D&O report that we issued just yesterday on the marketplace.
Well, can we expand upon that a little bit more? Can you tell us about what is AM Best's view of the current D&O liability market?
Well, I think what we do see, although, again, we recognize premiums have come down, we recognize some of the direct underwriting ratios have been trending in the positive direction, but because of some of the things that we see in terms of uncertainty, I think our overall perspective is that there are still enough negatives in the marketplace that from an overall perspective, we assign a negative outlook to the D&O liability marketplace. Again, a lot of that has to do with the fact that we do think that the prices may have come down a little bit too much, a little too soon. Like I said, there is still uncertainty about how the old accident years are going to develop, and we think there's definitely still some adverse development to be seen from those accident years. So we anticipate that. also, when you think about what directors and officers nowadays, what they're dealing with, the exposures have only increased. And that's something that we heard this morning as well, the recognition that whether it's, environmental responsibilities, whether it's now that cyber responsibilities are blurring the lines in terms of what directors and officers are being held responsible for, and just the interconnectedness of companies and how technology is also expanding the risks that, again, directors and officers might find themselves responsible for. A lot of that uncertainty, and like I said, also the uncertainty of macroeconomic changes and how that might affect things, economic inflation, we're still dealing with social inflation, and that whole thing in terms of how social inflation might impact future settlements, and we've seen average settlements on D&O cases actually increasing, at least through mid-year of 2023. We'll wait till the end of the year numbers come out, but some of those factors and some of the uncertainty that AM Best sees with regards to those factors are why, for right now, although we recognize there are some tailwinds and some positive things, again, with the insurance companies and some of the underwriting steps that they've taken, we still have looked at the overall market and assigned a negative outlook to the D&O liability market.
David, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure, Lori. Anytime.
For AM Best TV in New York City, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our advertising services business development team at 908-882-1706.